You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
So here's the deal. If you have an HP printer, you can only now use HP cartridges. I don't know if you guys and gals know this. And the reason why has nothing to do with money, not at all.
No?
Nope, not at all.
Is it security? Are they leaning on security?
Yes, they are. They say that if you don't use an official HP cartridge in an HP printer, that you could get a virus.
Oh, it is security and identity theft.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure that it's in there somewhere. And so when the CEO of HP was asked about this, like, is this really true? I mean, that you're talking about, like, that you have to use an HP cartridge or else, like, a big virus is going to, like, infiltrate your entire network and take over the whole world. He's like, that's what I'm saying. Well, there hasn't been any proven techniques to do this yet.
But it could.
It could conceptually
possible.
Happen.
Better be safe than sorry.
That's also, right. Someone forgot to tell this HP guy that we say malware, not viruses now.
That's true.
He wants it to be believable. Like, come on, man.
And phishing scams.
Yes. I got phished by my ink. Yeah.
That would be it.
I used generic ink. My entire bank account wiped out. It's awful.
It had nothing to do with your sports bets. Right?
Not at all.
I didn't think so.
It was all that stinking generic ink.
Well, welcome to Kim Commando today. Now, if you're watching us live wherever you are, I mean, we're on Facebook and Twitch and Rumble and YouTube. I mean, the list goes on and on, right, Al? I mean,
everywhere on the internet.
You put the list together, it's like, yeah. Dang. Hit that big old share button just with one person. That's all. That's the easiest and best way for us to grow this show and to get more viewers and more comments and good stuff like that.
On Facebook, they actually are, because I checked the feed and there are actually multiple shares on there.
Awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. That's really good. And speaking of commando.com, we're giving away a $1,000 PC or Mac, and you can enter to win right now at commando.com/win. I'm, of course, Kim Commando, and joining me here is the A-Team. That's right. Special. First up, we have our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. Allie, what are you going to be talking about today?
Cooking.
Yay.
Cooking and tech. Food. We've got some good stuff. Yeah.
Here, look at me for just a sec. You know, your hair looks fabulous. And you know what? And that haircut, it makes you look more awake.
Kind of you to say, Kim.
I thought you just rolled out of bed and just came down here and did the show.
You're not the only one who thinks that.
But with that haircut, that can't be possible.
Okay, see, all right, it's an insider joke.
Okay, here's the thing. One of our friends of the show.
Beta Gary.
Let's just call him up. Hi, Gary. So Gary said that ever since I cut my hair, I used to have very long hair, as you two know. Since I cut my hair, I just look like I rolled out of bed every day, that I'm on camera.
And now you look all shiny and new.
Yes.
It's the same hair. It's the same. No. Yeah. So, Gary, that wasn't very nice, but hopefully you...
But we've been having a great time. We've been having a great time.
We appreciate the ammunition. Yes.
Yeah.
It's very, very
this is like when we called Kim Groovy for 3 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. So currently, yes, just rolled out of bed. We're not going to say the other thing that we got onto for a while.
No. Oh. We said that way too many times. No. Two episodes ago. Or whatever.
Yeah, we're done with that one. Not
it, I listened back to that and I'm like, man, we should start bleeping these. Or at least there should be a counter in the bottom of the screen how many times we said it, because it had to be in the 40s.
This used to be a family friendly show, and now.
That's all right. Oof. Your hair looks like crap and I got a big butt. So here we go. All right. So, Andrew, what are you doing?
Ring doorbell cameras. They are no longer going to work with someone that they have worked for and been criticized for doing it in the past.
Is it the police?
Yes, don't. It's a tease.
And now it's even teased. More teased, like my hair.
All right, so let's start with the news.
All right.
Okay, so GoFundMe, right?
Yeah.
This woman by the name of Rhoda Osman in Houston she posted a video and she was all bruised up and bloody in a hospital gown. And she said that some guy asked her for her phone number and then he started assaulting her with a brick.
Oof. Oh my gosh.
And his story just blows up online, goes viral. And now she's known as the Brick Lady.
Wow.
That's a bummer.
Okay. Yeah. So she goes on to GoFundMe and she says, you know, she needs some help to pay her medical bills and things like that. And she raises $42,000.
Holy buckets.
Right? I mean, a brick. Come on. Yeah.
You could build a brick house.
As it turns out, the story wasn't exactly true.
You're kidding me.
And guess what? This is not the first time.
She's done this before?
She's done this. Yes. In 2020, she also said that she was attacked by somebody. So this is like a whole routine for her. So bottom line is that they yanked the GoFundMe. And now the police are going after her, saying, you know, theft and deception and all that stuff.
Sure.
But, you know, it brings up a question. Do you guys give to a GoFundMe?
I have before.
One time.
One time.
I've only given to a GoFundMe one time.
I have done it if I know the people or okay. if there's some, like, I wouldn't just see a story in the news and go donate unless it was something that really struck me. But I don't think that's ever happened.
Wait a minute. Is the GoFundMe one where people are trying to fund projects? Like
no, that's product? Kickstarter.
That's Kickstarter.
Oh, then I've only Kickstarted. I've never GoFunded.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, GoFunded is, you know, and it's really hard because you want to give.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-uh. And well, some of us are givers and some of us are takers.
I'm okay. a giver, just not to some stranger on the internet lying about being hit by a brick.
What if it's a friend? What if something happened to me? I was destitute and I made a GoFundMe and I sent the link around. Would you consider giving me 20 American dollars?
I would Zelle you the money so that the website doesn't take some stuff off the top.
Well, I, you know what? I gave a gal that I knew in high school died. Breast cancer this past week.
Okay.
And so they need money for the funeral.
Yeah.
Okay. So I gave money to the funeral. They need like $5,000 or something like that. But what I thought was interesting, it says, do you want to tip GoFundMe?
You're kidding me.
No. You want to tip them.
For what?
Because this way they can make more of these projects available to help more people. And
no, it's so they can pay the people who work there.
The CEOs. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you tip?
No, I did not tip. And they wanted like 10%. So I gave $250. So then they wanted another $25 for me to tip them.
That's not even going to go to the person that you're trying to help.
No.
I do remember one time I did a teacher friend of mine. She was trying to raise money for 2 iPads for her classroom, but she went on some website where there was no
That's donors fees. Probably donors choose.
Okay. Because I did that one. I gave her $500. I did the whole thing in one shot because there's nothing coming off the top.
Yeah.
I'm not paying anybody to give someone else some money.
That's a good point. If you are looking for money for something like that, maybe you should pick something other than GoFundMe.
Right.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's a hard call because, you know, you want to help everybody.
Yeah.
Because we are all givers. We're all like really good people.
The best.
But, you know, and then sometimes I get them from listeners and, you know, it's like, family members.
But you can't do them all.
No, you can't.
I mean, you have to pick the ones that touch you the most or connect to you the most.
Exactly.
Or don't take a cut off the top. I mean, you have to decide.
Real quick, though, the Brick Lady?
Yes.
Is she beating herself up? Is she paying someone to beat her up? Like, what's the deal here?
You know, I don't know. She looked really bad.
She probably beat herself up. I mean, for 40 grand, would you beat yourself up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so would I.
Yeah.
Okay, for 40 grand.
I'd probably do it for lunch.
A hokey?
That's it. Here he is. Hey, let's talk about Ring.
Yeah, so Ring doorbell cams. They're owned by Amazon.
They are.
You may have heard of this company. It's a little upstart. And they have an app. It's a neighborhood app where people can go on and you can post videos from your Ring cam of, you know, your dog attacking the post office guy. Or
hilarious.
Yeah, someone, you know, falling and farting outside your front door. But they also have a section where the police can ask Ring users for video footage from their home cameras. They're not demanding it. They are reaching out and asking. And as of March 2024, Ring is shutting that off and that local municipalities will not be able to reach out to Ring users and ask for their. Now, I guess this is connected to controversy in the past that civil rights and, you know, rights peoples have come after them. But if the police are asking for it, like, let's say you're walking down the street
Yeah.
You witness a car accident. You walk up. Police are chatting you up and they say, hey, can we have your ID? You can say no.
Yes.
You don't have to identify
yourself.
You
don't have to.
You're not.
But a lot of people don't know that.
That's true.
Yes, they don't.
But the police are asking. They are not demanding. They are asking. And so now Ring is going to make law enforcement go through the courts and get a warrant to get any access to any of their videos. And I don't get it. I don't know why there was controversy in the first place.
Well, because it's all like, it's my camera. I paid for it.
Right. But if the police say, hey, will you give us the footage to help it? Just say no.
Okay. But put yourself in that scenario. So you open up the app and you see a message that says like your police department
wants
it's the same. Like if a cop came to your front door and said, hey, I want to talk to you about something. You can say, no, I'm good. And shut the door. Would you? Probably not.
I've had that scenario before.
Okay.
And I said, sure, I'll meet you in the street. And I closed the door, waited for them to get off of my property, and I went and talked to them in the middle of the street.
Does everyone know to do that?
No.
You
they
do?
Don't.
Yeah.
They don't. Because like Phoenix police came to the house and they came to the front door and Barry, I wasn't there. Barry answered and they said, you know, we're just wondering whose car that is on the street. And Barry's like, why are you on my property?
Right.
I mean, like they picked the wrong guy at the wrong they did. House.
Have you seen the signage around this place?
Yes.
I mean, it says, you can wander all you want. Just wander all the way
exactly.
out there
exactly.
and you have a good day.
And then they asked him for his driver's license. He's like, no.
But you don't have to. I guess maybe yes. it is a form of uneducated masses. Maybe.
I think so. And I think that's what it is. You know, think about yourself at like, I don't know, 25 years old.
Yeah. You're going to conform. You're going to say, oh yeah. Yes.
Because you're going to be scared.
Fear. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, if you are suspected of a crime, then you have to give your ID.
Sure.
That's a totally, I don't want to make sure people are like, Kim Commando Show told me I didn't, officer. Eat my dust.
Eat my dust. Let's bring back Eat My Dust.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't get it. If the police want, why ruin the, if that feature helps to catching criminals and they are asking.
Maybe it doesn't though.
No, I think it does.
Yeah,
it has
probably
to.
Does.
I mean, because like,
sorry.
You know, like we have like graffiti at the front of the building. And so the cops came over and they said, like, do you have security footage?
They asked you for it.
Yes.
Didn't demand it.
And we provided it.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course you did because you're benefiting yourself.
Exactly.
And if I lived in a neighborhood where someone was stealing Amazon packages and I could identify them by sending the police a screenshot from, I would do it. But if I couldn't, I wouldn't give them the access. I think it's too much.
Yeah.
There is.
I'm with you.
Speaking of doorbells, what does 007's doorbell sound like? What does 007's doorbell sound like? Anybody? Anybody?
No.
Dong. Ding. Dong. Crack myself up sometimes.
Yikes.
You know what? And here's the reason why. Is that, you know, you guys were having that staring contest.
Yes. Before the show, we were trying to kill time before everything was ready. Mm-hmm. And Allie and I had a staring contest. I won.
Oh.
Champion.
Took seconds.
And as we were just being goofy about it, what did you say, Kim? I have a cornea of a dead person?
Yes. I said, you
just
guys
very
can.
Very matter of fact.
I said,
wow,
you guys
did
can
you
have.
Kill that party.
I said, you know, my cornea is from a dead person. And I, you know, I'm not really good at staring contests. So.
But then you said you had a story for it.
Oh, yeah, I do. Okay.
No, that's it.
That was it.
Go ahead, everybody.
That was the story. No, so at my last checkup at UCLA, doctor asked me, so how are things going? And I said, the cornea came from a guy, right? And he said, yeah, 42-year-old guy died of a brain aneurysm.
Wow. And
do you know where they're from? Do you know their ethnicity?
Uh-uh.
That's all you know.
That's all I know.
Male, 42.
Yeah, I said, you know, it's really strange. I said, you know, my left eye is okay, but my right eye keeps wanting to look at boobies.
That's incredible. Well
and
done.
He looked at me. He's like, and he was trying not to laugh. And then he's like, then he just busted up. He's like, he goes, that's well, what he said. I've never heard that before.
That was really good.
Never heard that before. All right. Coming up tomorrow on the podcast is you definitely don't want to miss this. Joining us is a 46-year-old guy. His name is Brian Johnson. And he spends $2 million a year on one thing. $2 million a year on one thing.
Is it boobies?
Nope.
Okay.
He doesn't want to die.
All right. Well, if I had $2 million.
So that's what he's doing.
So that's Monday.
Yes.
Monday on the podcast.
That's Monday on the podcast, but Friday during the live feed.
Nice.
Ooh. Yes, we're doing that. So if anybody's watching, you're listening, and there are things that you want us to ask him, just go ahead and leave it in the comments, and we'll take a look at all of that. Coming up, Allie, you're going to talk about cooking.
I am, yes. I've been cooking obsessed lately, trying to get out of my rut, and have found some tools.
And then, Andrew, you have a tip of some sort?
Yes. Notifications on your phone.
Hate them.
Maybe terrifying. More terrifying than you ever even thought.
Oh, bum, bum, bum.
Don't ruin
bum.
My tease, Allie.
The police.
And we're going to be talking later on about how do you handle it when your kids see something online and they come and tell you, and you're like, ooh, I wish that didn't happen. So stay right where you are.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before. And your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
Hey, just a quick reminder, this is Kim Komando Today. This is not the Kim Komando Show that's on over 425 top stations across the United States. To get that, wherever you get your pods, just make sure that you search for Kim Komando Show. That's S-H-O-W. This is Kim Komando Today. And you can also find the Kim Komando Show on a local radio station near you. We have a whole patent-pending station finder. Well, not really patent-pending, but it sounded really good,
didn't
it? Why
would you want to patent that?
I don't know. It just sounded like that would be more important.
All right, fine.
You know, it's always like when you see a commercial and it says like it's a patented device, you're like, right. Oh, that must be really good.
That must have cost you almost $800 to get that thing.
All right. So our patent pending station finder over at Komando.com. So Allie likes to cook. Do you like to cook?
Love to cook.
What's your favorite recipe?
Probably gnocchi.
Oh,
I don't know if I like that. It's like these little mashed dough balls.
Here's the thing, though. When you make the gnocchi, the mashed dough balls, then...
A connoisseur.
You fry them on both sides.
Oh, so good.
Texture.
Fry?
In a saute pan. Yeah. You just get a little crispy
on them.
You're not deep
frying them.
No.
You get some texture on the top and the bottom, like...
A little olive oil.
What's that thing? Pot sticker. It almost has the same texture as a pot sticker.
They're delicious.
You cover in sauce. Oh.
You know what I do like is a pierogi.
Pierogies are very good.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
Potato stuffed little dumpling.
You know what? Here's the deal. As I ship them in from Boston.
You get them shipped in from Boston?
Yes. Millie's. I'm just telling you.
I thought Pittsburgh was the pierogi home of the country.
Millie's is pretty darn good.
Next time you get some Millie's pierogies,
yes,
we should have a taste test.
We should.
Yeah. All right, you know what? I will order Millie's.
You make gnocchi.
Okay.
And we'll figure out what I can make.
Just bring your appetite.
Oh, no. That's so bad.
That's great. Do you two look for recipes online a lot?
Constantly.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. Where's your prime place to do it? Do you go to a specific website? Do you scroll?
Yumly.
Okay.
I just put it into Google.
You just search for what you want.
Yeah. And then I get like 8 different recipes and then I pick one.
Now, when you search, do you search the food item and then how to order it and get it delivered to my house so I don't have to do anything?
Closest sushi to me.
I actually cook a lot.
She does.
I do. I cook a lot.
But yeah, you do.
The last 2 days, you've mentioned food that you've had delivered.
Yes, I have had that.
Yeah.
Delivered.
So I'm like, man, you must get a lot of food delivered.
You know what? I do. I'm the Postmates queen. I
am. Because yesterday you got hemp poisoning from your breakfast.
Oh my God. Don't even talk about it.
I went into Kim's office. We had to talk about something and I noticed she was a little off.
Sure.
She was very like that.
Okay.
And then later she says like, oh yeah, I thought my heart was going to explode out of my chest.
She came down.
And here's the deal. And so that I thought like, you know what? I'm tired of eating soup and I'm tired of egg white omelets.
I won't stand for it.
I'm gonna go
outside the box.
I'm gonna have something different.
Adventurous.
You know? Like, life is too short to eat boring food. Okay. So I'm looking online and I see like Lucy's. And I drive by it all the time. Yeah. It's always crowded. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, like, you know, this might be pretty good. So it's like this oatmeal. And I always say it wrong. It's A-C-A-I.
Acai.
How you say it again?
Acai.
Acai.
I say it wrong, too.
What do you
say?
Acai. I say acai. Acai. Acai.
Quinoa.
Can I have some acai, quinoa, and can you put some jalapenos on that?
That would be really good.
Yum.
A
smoothie bowl, essentially.
Yeah. So it comes and then I look up the calories and it's like, these things are like 1,000 calories.
Oh my gosh. It's so much sugar.
And I'm like, okay, well, because I taste, I'm like, this is really good. I'm like, oh, this cannot be. This is like, you know.
This is too good. Yeah,
it's too good to be good for me.
Yes, exactly. And then, so I'm like, I probably should have done this before I order it. And so then I'm eating it. And then like, I only ate like just like the top part. Okay. Because the top part had like bananas and blueberries and
cacais on it.
And jalapenos. And the granola.
Right.
So I'm thinking like, oh, well, this can't be bad because I'm not going to like dig deep into.
Right. We all know the calories sink right to the bottom every meal.
So like 20 minutes later, I'm sitting there. I'm going like, OMG. And my heart's going like. And I'm thinking like, oh, no.
This is the end.
What was in that granola?
So then did you immediately get on there and find the ingredients or was the ingredients on the package?
No, I went online. I looked at what, and it's like hemp granola. And I'm like, hemp granola. Okay. This is not a good thing for me. Okay.
Kim's very tender.
I am. You know what? My body is so sensitive.
Yeah.
To anything.
I saw you yesterday. And then halfway through the podcast yesterday, you could see she kind of relaxed.
Oh, yes. She came down off her granola.
And then I asked her some questions. She puts the iPad to the side and starts talking. So I'm like, all right, she's doing better.
She's okay now.
Oh, my gosh.
So you end up on a lot of food recipe blogs.
Yes.
Which we all know by now, right? You get the 80-page life story on those. My favorite way to get past those, there are websites, there are things you can do. Just do Control F or Command F on your computer. That's search. You can look up print because usually the full recipe says print next to it. You can also do words like ingredients if it gets you down to the bottom. Because that's a huge waste of time.
Oh, I just can't stand it.
You also can put something in front of the URL that when you hit enter, it brings you to a page that separates it just to the recipe. And I can't remember what it is.
No kidding.
Is that reader mode?
I don't know. Talk about yourselves.
Okay, great.
Let me see if I can find it.
So I got to looking at tools. Have you ever used any of these AI recipe creators?
No.
Okay. There's one that's really popular. It's called Let's Foodie. I played around with it. Essentially, you put in what you have and it will pop out a recipe for you. I'm not sold on these and they're not ready. I don't think they're ready for prime time.
Why? What was the result?
It's just kind of a mishmash of stuff. And it's like, no, you don't know what that's going to taste like. I know that you're just borrowing components of different recipes online and this isn't going to do it. One I do think is really cool is Chef GPT, Chat GPT. And the cool part, so do you know about people who track macros? You know that phrase?
Yes.
Okay. So instead of just tracking calories, it's more, okay, how much protein am I eating? How many carbs?
You know, that is so much work to do that.
Exactly. And so this program, you put in what macros you're trying to hit. And maybe this is something that an app like MyFitnessPal gave you, a dietitian, a doctor, whatever. It will make you a meal plan to hit your macros.
Okay, that would be handy.
That's cool, right? That's
better than having like hemp granola.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. No, I think that's a good one. There's also a cool app. I haven't played with this one yet, but you might like it. It's iPhone only. So, you know, I'm out. It's called Substitutions. For all those times that you're like, okay, I actually forgot to buy parsley. What am I going to do now? Or
yeah, that's a bummer.
My husband hates XYZ. We need to substitute this.
Or, you know, what I can't stand is, so I will order everything to make one dish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the Instacart delivery comes. Okay. And that one thing that you needed.
Of course.
Okay.
Like the key ingredient.
Like the chicken. That actually happened to me the other day. The chicken wasn't there.
So frustrating.
And so
What were you trying to make?
I was just going to make like a roasted chicken
with
some sweet potatoes and some broccoli. And
so you had some sweet potatoes.
I had sweet potatoes and broccoli. And then I'm like, where's the chicken? And he's like, oh, they didn't have any chicken.
You're supposed to text me,
yes,
bro.
Yes, exactly.
One time I had them, I was kind of doing the same thing with chicken. They replaced the fresh thighs with frozen thighs.
Oh, come on. You can't.
I know.
Cool. I'll make dinner in 2 days.
Dinner will be at midnight. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I can't find it. I saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
I will research it, figure it out. But there is something that you can just put in the front of the URL and then hit enter, and it will bring up the same exact recipe, but just the recipe, nothing else. None of the fluff.
Man, that's a tease.
Yes.
That's a tease right there, isn't it?
Okay, so now you're going to put all these on the site?
I am, with even more stuff. I figure, too, in our weekend newsletter, getkim.com, we should share some of our favorite recipes we do, but sites that we go to for recipes.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
You know? The Yumly app is phenomenal.
Okay, we'll put that in there for sure. What do you like about it?
Because you can hit one button and it makes a grocery list.
Incredible.
That was an impressed look right there.
Wow.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I think they all do that. I mean, everywhere that I go.
But I also can save my yums, and I have a history of yums saved.
Kim just yucked your yum.
She seriously did.
God. I mean, wow. I think that's a big deal anymore.
It's cool.
You know, and you should never literally take cooking instructions. I mean, really, when you start seeing all the steps, like if it says, you know, chill in the fridge for an hour, I almost died.
I could tell when she said you should never. I knew.
Of course.
Silly joke.
Oh, you can feel them.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what? People love them.
She gets that little spark in her eyes too.
Here it comes. You ready?
It's like when she said boobies to the doctor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that right eye just wants to look at boobies all the time. I mean, left eye's okay. You okay?
I'm glad that's the word you chose too. That's perfect.
I'm sure that's not the word she said.
I didn't. It's not, but
oh.
I couldn't.
All right.
You know, but yeah. my eye doctor and I, we know, beginning he was just like, you know, patient doctor,
sure.
patient. But now we're like, now we kind of joke around a lot.
You can be comfortable with him?
Yes.
So I found this guy on the internet. And what he did was he hooked up his cell phone, and whenever anything would happen on the phone, he had a program software running on another computer that would show all the operations that was happening. And when the phone would sit there dead, there'd be pings and locations, most of it, all of it coming from Apple communicating, mm-hmm. Apple communicating to the phone. This
Fine,
is
bye.
Only iPhones.
Okay.
Then he got a notification from Facebook, and like 30 operations popped up. Now, I don't understand what any of this means. He's showing it in real time. And he's like, oh, my God. I'm like, please translate. I don't know what's happening.
So, yeah, when you say operations.
They are seeing the last time you turned on your phone. They're seeing the last time you saved a photo. Seeing how much memory you have on your phone. Seeing the last time you saved a contact. Seeing the last time you opened an app. Not theirs. Any app.
And how long you used it.
And when you clear the notification, they do it again. And all of the biggest websites are the main people that are doing this. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all the big ones.
So when you get a notification like a new photo has been posted or
any kind
whatever.
Of notification that comes from the app.
Okay.
It is doing this. Now, Apple is aware. And their plan
of course they are.
Is for companies to have to identify the definition of every single operator. What are you doing this for?
Well, okay, right. Well, you know, but if they're doing an iPhone, they're doing it on Android.
Oh, of
phones.
Course.
Right.
Of
this,
course they are.
The guy on the internet only tested the Apple. So that's, you know, I don't want to come here with the
You know,
truth.
The guy on the internet.
Yeah.
That guy.
Steve Internet. We all know him.
You're also the guy on the internet.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Yeah.
Mind blown.
You don't realize when you say okay to these permissions, like, because that's all it is when you say okay. Contacts, photos. What does
everything.
That mean? I don't know. But
everything.
That's what it means.
Right.
This really specific stuff that they look at.
But currently with the app, in the communication with the app store, they don't have to identify this. They just say, we're going to do all this stuff and you're going to let us. And hopefully Apple is going to make them identify it. So at least we're aware. At least it's in the fine print. We're not going to read.
Well, and the good thing is when Apple does it, there then is pressure on
yes.
Google to do it
sure.
for Android. So hopefully you all will be safe and then it'll come to me and then I will be.
But think about all the data that they're accumulating.
Oh my
Why
gosh,
though?
It's so much.
What are they doing with
You know
this?
What I would love to.
Doing patterns, analysis,
that
figuring out.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
They're trying to make money, Andrew. They're selling it.
Oh, money.
Yes, it's money.
Thank you.
It all
That's
has
always
to do with
money. The answer.
You know, different data points. You know, I'll never forget, I interviewed this guy when I was on doing the show for Bloomberg a couple of years ago. And he's like head of like the whole digital advertising alliance. And we're having like this great convo. And I said, you know, how many different data points are there on the average American? Because I had read, and I told him, I'd read that it's like 28,000 data points. And he said, nope. He said, it's infinite.
Infinite?
Every time you use your device, they get one more data point.
Yeah, it just never ends. All
it
this
never
tracking.
Ends.
Because it's everything, right? It's not just, okay, I live in Phoenix. I'm a woman. I'm married. This, this, and this. But it's also, she downloaded this app. She went to this website. She
rolled out of bed
products.
And went to work.
She got a haircut. She got roasted online for her haircut.
You think that's in, built into your phone there? Probably Gary put it in
yeah.
there for you.
Yeah. Roasted, a little check mark. Yeah.
Roasted for her hair.
Yeah.
Boom. There it is. All right. Coming up, I'm going to talk about how do you handle it when your child sees something online and then they come to you and they say, oh, what was this about mommy or daddy? And you're like, maybe I should have been watching a little bit closer. Stay right where you are.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit cisecurity.org to play your part. All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit cisecurity.org to play your part.
All right, it's Kim Komando today. Just a couple of reminders. Number one, make sure that you tell one person, that's all, just one person about our show and also our podcast, because that is truly the easiest way for us to grow. And also, make sure that you enter to win that $1,000 computer, PC or Mac, totally your choice, at komando.com/win. All right, this actually happened to me. Ian and I were walking on the beach, I'll never forget this, in Costa Rica. And just having like that nice mother-son moment, you know, just skipping along. And
how old was he?
He was 7.
Okay.
And there were like howler monkeys in the trees. I mean, it was just having like that sure. Costa Rica experience. And then out of nowhere, he looks at me and he says, Mom, why do two women kiss? And I said, well, you know, I kiss grandma. I kiss my sisters. It's just like affection, you know, like you love them. He's like, no. Why do two women like really, really kiss? Like kiss.
You know, kiss.
And I said, where did you see this?
Barry!
Yes.
Howler monkeys.
And he said he was watching a video on YouTube about Roblox. And in the middle of it was a picture of two, was a scene of two naked women kissing.
Are you kidding me?
And I said, well, you know, some people like, and I said, you know, I said, well, I'll just lay it on.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
You know, I said,
no time like the present.
Yes. I said, you know, like, you know, I like men. men like women. Sometimes there's two guys that like each other. Sometimes there's two women who like each other. And he said, well, is there anything wrong with that? I said, no. He said, you know, it's all personal preference. He said, you know, so, and I said, are you good with that? He's like, yeah. Well, then I went right to his computer. I'm like, he is never going to Roblox. Never going to YouTube looking, you know, again, because what they are doing, and I don't know if they're still doing it. They probably are, is that, you know, they were, for some sick reason, is that they would upload a video for kids and then put these scenes in the middle of it.
But this isn't new to just the internet. I mean, even back in the 70s, the guys that would run the movies at the movie theater, they would take the film, splice in 10 seconds worth of porn, and then just run, you know, Bambi with the thing cut in.
Gosh.
I mean, they've been doing this forever.
Why?
Haven't you seen Fight Club? I got this whole thing from the movie Fight Club. They explain the whole thing. Go watch Fight Club. It'll tell you. It's a documentary. It's very educational.
But why do they do that?
It's just the thrill of it. It's like we were talking about the nude pictures a couple of days ago.
Try to get away with something.
Yeah, it's just the thrill of it.
Oh, but the poor kids who aren't ready to see that.
No.
It's tough, though. I mean, I have young kids. They're 9 and 6. Last night, actually, my daughter came up. She's like, I have a joke. And I said, okay. And she goes, spell I cup. I said, I-C-U-P. And she said, stop looking. That's awful. And then she laughed. But then she went, I can't tell that joke in school because it's very inappropriate.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, that's pretty smart.
Once again, she's my favorite child.
But that's because we have these conversations when they see stuff like that. Like, we were watching a reality show. It was a cooking show. And there was a transgendered contestant.
Yeah.
And my daughter was just like, what in the world? Why is that dude trying to look like a girl? And I had to sit there and have the same conversation that some people are different. And so now those small moments, those little moments where you're just honest with them are building blocks to when she's 6 years old, she says, I can't tell this pee joke at school because it's inappropriate.
Well, and the common thing there with both of you is you just talk to your kids like humans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
About the best way.
This is what it is. You don't gloss over it. It's not.
Although sometimes when Ian was like probably like 12 or 13. Is that he would actually look at me and say, Mom, I am not 39. I'm 12. Okay?
Stop talking to me like I'm a grown man.
What an odd age to pick.
I know. It's just, you know, it is. I mean, and you know, but now it's kind of funny because we talk about it. Like, man, one of my funniest things at the end is that I was like, you know, come on, let's go. We got to go do something. And he looked at me. He was probably like 14 then. He's like, why couldn't I get a mom who wore Lululemon and never did anything? Okay. Okay. Why do we always, you know, just go sit on the couch and watch, like, go watch The Real Housewives of Orange County or something. Just do that. But it is having that open conversation. Now, before we leave, just one question. How do you think, because I have a family member who has basically told teenagers no technology.
Oh.
Okay. No phones, no computers, nothing. I mean, the girl has a MP3 player. To listen to music that mom and dad approve.
What is the reasoning? Are they trying to protect their little baby?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have said that, you know, I've told them that it's my experience that when kids are that sheltered, that when they get out on their own, they go crazy. Cray cray.
What is that called? Rumshuka?
Rumspringa.
Yes.
Rumspringa.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. So the Amish people, they when you turn 18, or I don't know when the trigger is.
I think it is.
It might be 18 or 19. You get a short time period where you can go out and not be Amish.
You can do whatever you want.
Experience the world. And you can decide if you want to come back and be part of the community, or you can stay out there with the worldly.
Yeah.
They go insane.
What's the percentage of people that go back?
A very large percentage. A lot is fear-based. A lot don't go out. A lot say, no, this is my life. This is where I am at. This is all I know. I'm going to stay. But the ones that do, they go insane.
It's wild. It's like, you know, like the kids who go to college and they get drunk. Every night.
Because alcohol was always a nope. We don't talk about that.
Do you remember Dr. Bob Martin?
Of course.
Okay. And so his kids, they were all raised like, ultra vegan and all that other stuff. And I'll never forget, it was after, I think one of the kids, they went to school at NAU and I said, how are the kids doing? He's like, they are eating McDonald's every night.
If that's their rebellion,
that's
all right.
True. That's all right.
Good.
That's all right. Speaking of kids, don't forget, we always have the kids contract over at commando.com/contract. That's commando.com/contract. You should use that with your kids.
Yeah.
The tech contract.
We're very open in our house about the things that they could possibly see, even at their age.
I bet it would make them feel very adult to sign it, though.
That's true. Yeah.
Like
probably.
It was... Yeah.
Yes. All right, I'll print it. Can I use the printer here?
Sure.
Do you have real HP ink or is it some of that knockoff stuff?
Well,
viruses everywhere.
The contract won't even be legal if it's printed with generic ink.
It's going to be awful. It is. It's every other word, but don't worry about it.
Okay, cool.
That's good. And then tomorrow, don't forget, we have our special guest, Brian Johnson. You should look him up. 46 years old, big tech millionaire, whatever he is.
Yeah, billionaire.
And he's going to be talking to us about how he intends to live forever.
That sounds like a long time.
And then make sure that you tell a few friends about our show and our podcast because it's that good. Anything else I'm missing?
GetKim.com. Go get the newsletter.
Yes.
If you want links to the things we're talking about, I will also find, Andrew, what you said about recipe sites. We'll find that trick. We'll put it in a newsletter.
Yeah, I got to find that. It's so cool. Yeah.
And so we'll be back at you tomorrow.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.